任中外观点自由碰撞的 Round Table 圆桌议事，由企鹅 FM 特约 China Plus 独家呈现。
Insightful analysis, bold comments, friendly debates. Find all that on Round Table, jointly presented by China Plus and Chia FM.
Liaoning Provincial Department of Human Resources and Social Security recently said that employers do not need to pay their employees overtime if they work extra hours without being asked. This has generated a heated public discussion across the country. Should voluntary overtime be included into your monthly payment? Why is it that so many peoplefeel that they have to work overtime, and then we'll talk about the rewards later. So yes, first of all, Lai Ming, tell us more about Liaoning Province's decision on this issue.
Well, the Department of Human Resources and Social Security of Liaoning Province announced that the overtime can only be seen as legal after being recognized as the fact.For employers, the premise of paying for overtime depends on whether the employer arranged employees to work beyond the statutory standard working hours according to actual needs. This means employers only need to pay for mandatory overtime instead of voluntary overtime. So, sad story for those who volunteer to work overtime.
Well, those are the star employees, I would think, that they actually...without any requirement, want to work overtime.
Right.
Or they do work overtime.
Well, not always.
Oh, why is that?
Well, some people who want to do overtime, who want to show that they're working hard, they don't necessarily, they're not necessarily very efficient during working hours, regular working hours, and they just want to fill out a form, claiming that I'm working overtime and earn the double pay.
Yeah, but it's the perception of working hard.
Yeah.
I would rather give a tip to the taxi driver who gets lost and apologizes and does his job terribly, but seems like he's working harder than the one who's efficient and gets there the fastest.
It's all about appearances.
So, yes, it's all about appearances. So this voluntary overtime, I was always told growing up that I should never leave the office before the boss, right, to look like the star employee, even if maybe on my computer I'm checking...social media.
Taobao.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good place to visit. But not necessarily maybe in the office, but yes, I remember sometimes when I see a colleague visiting Taobao, like you can see it on the computer screen, I just laugh a little bit inside.
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes I envy them a little bit because I thought maybe this person is just a very diligent worker in the sense that they're very efficient and then they can afford that. But sometimes I feel, the workload that you've been given, it might be so big that...It's just difficult to finish on time. And,and here's one observation. Apparently, some of our listeners are writing in as well, and you see this on social media all the time about people complaining that my boss is giving me too much work, and maybe someone, a star employee, can finish it on time, but then everybody else needs to do so as well. And, do you think that there might be that possibility? Sometimes you've just been given too much work and you're not necessarily been treated
recognized.
Yes, that kind of thing.
Yeah, of course. I feel like this happens all the time. This is a very typical office culture. I feel like it really depends on your office culture, though. Every office is different, right?
I think this is the norm in Chinese offices, and it is only come into attention because we have this young generation born in the 1990s who are very sensitive about their rights, who don't necessarily want to volunteer for overtime, and they do want to be paid double for any overtime they do. That's when they have brought this issue up on the social media, that's when people began talking about this.
And so you know how America has actually gotten around this question of the younger generation not wanting to do voluntary overtime. So many of you, our listeners, may know Netflix. They do some American TV shows. They're very famous. They run their company more like a sports team. So they give you in their contract, they're famous for giving you unlimited vacation days.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, and you can come into work whenever you want. It doesn't have to be 9 to 5. You can do your work whenever or wherever you want. However, because it's run like a sports team, if you don't prove that you're being efficient and contributing very much to the company, then they can fire you easily. So in that way, it creates a feeling of, oh, if I don't work 9 hours a day or 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, I'm going to be cut from this high-paying, you know, nice job. So they've gotten around it. They've made it for the employees wanting to voluntarily work overtime.
Oh, that is so sneaky. Yes, yeah. It is. And I wonder if people, if as long as they can do the job, and how you do it or what time do you show up at work should even matter. Shouldn't maybe just the end justify the means,
yeah,
so to speak?
That's how I believe. I believe, why should you come to an office 8 hours a day if you're doing 6 hours of work?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if you show that, then maybe you're expected to do 12 hours of work within the 8 hours of day.
I think a lot of it has to do with the way work performance is evaluated. Do the boss value efficiency over appearances?
Ah.
Yeah, or do they value appearances a lot more than efficiency? So this happens a lot in public institutions where there's not necessarily a lot of work. So the only thing you can do is to put up an appearance of working hard when in fact there actually isn't a lot to do.
So I wonder about our listeners. Is your office the kind of office that's based on appearance, or is it actually based on what you actually do and how to measure that? I guess that's the hardest question, is how to measure the actual work you contribute.
Yes, and that is certainly, I think, one of those headaches that companies, corporations, or public institutions to some extent are trying to figure out. That is, through which criteria should you judge how well your employees are doing? But when we look at this voluntary overtime not being financially rewarded, what kind of effect do you think it will have on the employees and employers?
Well, I think, first of all, it has very negative impact on the management as a whole. I mean, if someone is voluntarily working overtime and his or her job or his or her hard work isn't recognized, then we have a problem. Maybe we are assigning too much job to one individual and not much on others. And over time, that's going to weigh on the efficiency of the whole organization.
Or maybe it's up to you. If your work isn't being recognized and you're doing a lot of voluntary overtime, I think it's up to you to kind of show your boss what you're doing. Write it down or put it kind of in the faces of your managers, because if you're doing voluntary overtime, hopefully you feel like you're going to get some other benefit later, right? Like a promotion. So I think it's important for you to kind of show that you're doing this voluntary work. In English, we have the saying, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? The person who screams the loudest is going to be paid attention to the most.
Yes.
Yes. And in Chinese, we have a similar kind of saying. That is, the baby that cries most gets the milk, and you know where that's from. So,
right. Yeah. And remember, you're not even doing this for yourself. You're also doing it for the company that you're working for. Because over time, when you're always doing voluntary work, you're going to be exhausted. And when you get sick, or you get just simply too exhausted to do any more, then the work is going to pile up and someone else will have to move in and clean up the mess.
Yes, I think you make a really good point, but I think if I am in the shoes of employees, which makes most of us,
we are in the shoes of employees.
Yes. I'd be thinking, is it worthwhile then if I need to work overtime? Like, would it be a smart decision? Because I might not even get paid. And as an employee, usually that's probably my first concern.
Yes, and that's important. You have to put your priorities in order, right?
Yes.
For management purposes, I think you should speak out and let the powers that be realize that maybe there's an uneven distribution of work within the company.
Yes, and there is also another question that I guess a lot of employees are finding it difficult to tackle. That is, it can be quite difficult to define the voluntary working overtime, or like you guys mentioned, how do you notify your boss in doing so that is fitting for the company culture and the operations of a company?
Well, here at this radio station, we have standard procedure. You have to talk to your immediate boss in charge of you every day, and then you fill out a form to keep a record.
Really, I just kind of drop it in conversation. Oh, you know, I've been doing all of these things recently.
Yes, and maybe bump into your boss, like, you know, one of the days when that person's working late too, and then it's like, oh, you're still here? Yes, I am here too, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a staged thing that doesn't happen that often. Yes, and ultimately, guys, well, with working overtime being paid or not, at the back of our minds, how do we achieve a balance between working and having some free time?
Well, try not to work overtime. And I have a little good working habit, like when take a break every 45 minutes you work. That would improve your efficiency a lot more. And also set a strict timeline, like by what time you have to finish what job. That's very helpful.
Yes. And with the younger generation, a lot of people actually don't really mind getting compensation or not because they simply don't want to work overtime. So I think the best policy for me is just try to be as efficient as possible during that 8 hours of your work day. And let's play after work. Have a drink or so. That's what I have in mind.
For the sake of your health and also for the efficiency of the whole company.